And we are interrupting this broadcast of the book show with some special breaking news here on WAMC. Mario Cuomo, New York's three-term former governor, has died today at the age of 82. Again, to recap there, Mario Cuomo, former three-term governor of New York, has died at the age of 82 years old. A frequent voice on these airwaves on WAMC Northeast Public Radio through the years, made his final public appearance on Election Day alongside his son, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. And today, Governor Cuomo, the younger, did his inaugural addresses. We're joined at this time by WAMC's political observer and a man who knew him better than many, and if not most, Alan Chartok. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Ian. What a sad day. I've been hearing from his children and his daughters and so many others that this was coming. People were doing, Paul Grondahl of the Times Union was working on Obit for a couple of weeks now. It was inevitable and so sad. Here's a guy who spoke more articulately than anybody I've ever known. I had him on the air. We all had shared him on the air in the Capital Connection, and then me and Mario. I wrote a book about him, me and Mario, and our adventures on the air, and told some of the stories. I love the one about the blue spruce and what she told at WAMC, and eventually got turned into a book, a children's book, about how the Cuomo family immigrants got their first chance at a house in Queens. They went there. Out of the sky came a great lightning bolt. Down went the tree. The father looked. The kids were crying, and the father said to them, "Don't cry. We're going to get some rope. We're going to push her up." And then would say, and then 40 years later, there was the greatest pine tree of all standing proudly up there. Can do, Mario Cuomo. I remember one day when he was on the air with me, and he said, "Alan, is that what you really think about this?" And I say, "Yes, sir, it is." And he say, "Who cares?"
Mm-hmm. You were a close observer of his administration, also an interrogator of his at times. Tell us how that relationship began between you and Governor Cuomo.
It's a great question, Ian. What happened was that I had written a column called Meet Governor Koch in the Berkshire Eagle of all places, because I didn't think there was any way this obscure politician from Queens could win. And he always told me he kept that column in the top drawer of his desk. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but he was very funny about it. And I got called down there as soon as he won, and he said, "Can I be on your radio show?" I said, "Governor, you could be on it. How about being on it every week?" And he said, "Okay, let's do it." I said, "When do you want to start?" He said, "Soon." So we started right away, and then for his entire term, and then for many years afterwards, when it was just Mario, we would have this discussion. I remember George Pataki's person calling me on the phone and saying, "How come he's still on the air?" I say, "If George Pataki wants to be on once a week, he could be on. Mario Cuomo is the greatest orator in the country, and of course he could be on as long as he likes. And if George Pataki wants to have a weekly show, we'll have him on." And she said, his person said, "Well, we'll see about that." They tried to take the money away only from WAMC. But because of all of the good listeners and everybody else, we got the money, and it went away. He was a very funny man, but he was a principled man, Ian. And he would say things like, the death penalty. He didn't believe in the death penalty. There were newspapers that printed stuff from clergy who said, "You'll roast in hell forever." And he did what was right. At Notre Dame, he gave one of the great speeches of his life about what it was to be Catholic in America and to have principles, sectarian principles. He was a guy who just stuck to his guns and did not put his hand up in the air and say, "This is the way the wind is blowing," which some other politicians do.
The timing of this, we'd known he had been sick for some time now, but there is some poetry here in terms of his son, Governor Andrew Cuomo, mentioning in his inaugural address today that he had gone over his speech with his father last night. It's the first day of the new year, the second term for Governor Andrew Cuomo, And it turns out he's the first Democrat to get a second term since his father, Governor Mario Cuomo. And I'm wondering how you would sum him up off the radio in terms of his import as a politician, as a governor of New York State, and what he was able to accomplish.
Well, Mario Cuomo is an ethical man. You don't find too many ethical men in government. You know, he was a guy who led the way. He lived in a mansion, in the governor's mansion in Albany. He would go out on the streets and he would play basketball with the kids in the neighborhood. He was a fellow who really set a standard, the likes of which we don't see anymore. We just don't see it. I think his inheritance to his son was his name. I think nobody could believe that the Cuomo name is what got Andrew Cuomo so many people voting for him, because he was a Cuomo. And he was a guy, Mario, who really set the stage for doing what was right. People say, well, what did he build? He didn't build the thruway, and he didn't build this and that. He wasn't known for that. He was known for putting himself out there and creating an ethical standard which others could follow. And we see precious little of that in this country.
I'll ask you one more question. He's one of the rare political figures with a national stature not to seek that highest office, the White House. Do you feel maybe his resume was incomplete at the end without that run for the White House?
When he gave his famous speech, the first speech about two cities on a hill and what was possible, Walter Cronkite said at the time, there goes the next candidate for president, after he gave that speech. More than any other question that I've ever had, Ian, was the question of why did he run for president? And the answer is, I have no idea. I mean, to this day, I have no idea. I believe he could have won. There are those who believe that a New Yorker couldn't win. I have never thought of anything except the fact that he should have run and that he could have won. I meant one of the great faux pas of my life is, you may remember, he set this thing up where the plane was on the tarmac, and all he had to do was send it on and his nomination papers to New Hampshire would be filed. And I was on the Today Show that morning, and the host said to me, is he running? I said, of course he's running. Why would he have the plane running otherwise? The answer was no. And I called the governor up right afterwards, and I said, Governor, I just was on the Today Show, and I told him you were running. And he said, you shouldn't have said that.
Well, Alan, you spent so many hours with the man over the years on the radio, and I think as we come to terms with the loss of Governor Mario Cuomo, we're going to be turning to those tapes, in the immediacy, in the next couple of hours and days, but I think also down through the line. So I just want to thank you for your thoughts tonight. I know that throughout the years, Governor Cuomo meant a lot to this station, and it's just been a pleasure to have your thoughts added to our coverage tonight. So thank you.
You know, you are so right, Ian. I can only tell you one story that we should probably end with, and that is my wonderful wife, Roselle, said, he's coming in. After he's defeated, we had a fun drive, and I wanted him to be on live at the fun drive, and his people said, no, he's not going to come. And Roselle said, of course he's going to come. The fun drive was there. She said, I'm coming over. And 10 minutes to go, he announced he was coming over. He came in. Everybody stood up. There were tears in people's eyes. And he sat down at the table with me, and I said, are you depressed over the results? And he said, depressed? Are you kidding? With the honor to serve the people of New York. And then he launched into what we call Mario Cuomo's valedictory. That tape is just unbelievable. And when he left, I walked about to the door, and he hugged me. And by the way, it was the only time he hugged me in his entire life. He walked out the door, and I came back in. And I said, okay, if you want this tape, it was during a fun drive, you know, just call it down and get the tape. No phones were ringing. Then one phone rang. I get very emotional with this story. One phone rang, and then another phone rang on the other end of the room. And then every phone rang for 7 hours. And the fun drive was over because everybody wanted that tape. And it was really some moment. I'll tell you, the tears were coming out of my eyes during that moment.
Well, we'll surely be hearing some of these tapes, including that valedictory speech, probably tomorrow here on WAMC. We'll have full coverage, of course, as we listen back through the archive, and it is quite an archive, and that's, I think, a credit to you and the governor. So it's, as I said, I just thank you for taking the time tonight for us, Alan.
Okay, Ian, great to talk to you.
And again, just recapping our top story here in this special coverage, former Governor Mario Cuomo of New York, a three-term governor who really helped define what the Democratic Party was in the 20th century, has died at the age of 82, made his last public appearance on Election Day when his son, Governor Andrew Cuomo, did win a second term. And observers that night pointed out that he was looking quite frail. His condition had said to have worsened in the last few weeks. Again, Governor Mario Cuomo, former three-term governor of New York, dead at 82. We will rejoin now our regularly scheduled programming and have much more throughout the coming days on WAMC Northeast Public Radio.
We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
Not a joke. No, Thursday, that I could have just ended it with "How about never?"
Right.
But then the language